I'm David A. Gombo, the current Secretary General for the One World Link Bo Committee, and I'm involved with Keep War. I'm telling you something about the One World Link. Actually, it started in 1982 when Jay Knight came to work in Chikonko Agricultural Extension Center, 7 miles from Bo. And in 1982, she was working with one Musa Conte, who is now a honorable member of parliament. And it was from that time that the link was incepted. Jay Knight decided to have a friendly link with Bo districts in Sierra Leone and Warwick districts as in England, in the UK. So from that time, the link had an inception in Bo. And as records can show, most of the members of the link were teachers. And the teachers were from the Methodist Primary School, the RC Primary School, and the Holy Rosary Secondary School, and some of other members were from secondary schools, like the Milton Comprehensive Secondary School, the UCC in Bo, and also some other secondary schools. And later on, the link had extension to some other secondary schools. Now the members have increased widely. And during those early years, there were some exchange visits, and the very first people who went over to the UK were Madam Awada, who's now heading a private secondary school, and Mr. Ben Smith, a teacher at the Abadia Secondary School. In fact, Mr. Ben Smith was the very first chairman of the Bo link, of the Bo committee. And also we had Mr. Joseph Cooper, who was the first Secretary General. Apart from the teachers, there were also some other people from the government hospital. Mr. Stevens, who was a pathologist, together with one late sister, Bayon, Regina Bayon, who died in Manchester last year. They were the very first few people who went. And later on, the war came in, and there was some disruption in the activities of the link, because it was difficult to contact our friends outside in the UK, and it was also difficult for them to contact us here in Sierra Leone. So during those years, we had to send in some letters through some hard struggles for them to know what was happening at this point. And after the war, that's around the 2002, the chairman of the link there came to find out the situation. Bill Evans was the chairman, and also a chairman of the Leamington Town Council came in to find out. So when he came together with some other people, they saw that situations were a little bit normal. And so the exchange visits were resumed. After the war, series of people have gone. Of course, I went over to Leamington Spa in 2004 in summer. And my visit there was very much positive to me and to the link, because series of things were put in place. So that's just very few things about the link up to now. As apart from the community center, it's going to be a relic to the link. Schools and other institutions have benefited materially. We have second-hand typewriters, second-hand computers, some second-hand textbooks, and our teaching learning materials have been distributed to some of the schools. But apart from that, some other benefits have been the link with the outside world. Some of us who have gone out to the UK have actually made a series of contacts with individuals, with communities, and with important personalities. And I want to believe exposure to the outside world has been a very big benefit to some members, because about 20 to 30 of such members have gone out to see the outside world. And also we've been having visits from other friends from outside there. When they come, they intermingle with us. We take them out to our communities. It has been some benefit both ways.